Wow, we have a special guest today. I'm not even gonna bother to give an intro because you know him, you love him. Please tell us, give yourself a little intro.
It's me, Moses,
Moses, thanks for being
in the
here.
building. If you're watching on video, you know why. If you're watching, not at all and just listening, you also know why. I love parting things. The Red Sea, my hair.
Yeah, middle part's big. Middle
That's
part
it. Yeah.
doing, you did your part. For humans and for being here. You'll listen here on the podcast, we like to talk about
You're welcome.
we like to talk about kind of get your take on things. So what's like the most annoying part, or like what's like your pet peeve with like dealing with the tablets?
Oh my gosh. Papyrus and the tablets are so annoying. Probably when my stepbrother Ramesses decides to sneak into my alcove late at night and change all my L's to P's.
We've been there before.
Gosh, he is
God
so
dang it.
quiet with that chisel. He got a new one.
Yeah. I
Yeah.
know. But thanks for being here. I had been working hard on my landscaping, but now my bushes are burning, so
Oh, nice.
nice.
I thought it was gonna be like trim the hedges, trim your beard. You went a different route with
Yeah,
that one.
different
Good
route.
for
Wow.
you.
I've always thought there's some kind of joke there where Moses dealt with the tablets, but now we have our tablets are much different these days. Maybe we can make a video like modern, if the Bible stories in 2020. Ooh, that could be
Ooh,
good.
there's something.
Recreated in 2020. You're like, I'm Moses. I have like a D-bag lined up faded beard, and I got my like iPad commandments.
Yeah.
And
They're like rules
what else
of
could it be?
Instagram or something. I think
Parting,
like
instead of parting the Red Sea, you part the
don't know what you part in real life. Something with like the
2020.
burning bush, it's just like, someone will put that out.
Yeah.
Just like not taking responsibility at
Right,
all.
right,
Oh
right.
my gosh, that seems dangerous. Someone should call someone for that.
Noah's Ark in 2020, just Carnival Cruise.
Carnival Cruise and just like the Oakley sunglasses, backwards visor,
Yep.
two of each
It's
kind.
like a mixture of cruise lines and the Tiger King. Just getting all the animals.
Yeah, we'll see.
David and Goliath in 2020, just the election.
Yeah,
I
just
don't know.
Walmart
Corona.
versus Aldi.
Walmart versus Corona versus
We
humans.
get to the book of Revelation, and then it's just like, oh, this is happening now anyway. Oh,
Oh.
okay, never mind. This is already taking place.
Clearly this idea is just amazing.
Yeah.
Dude, is my oh my drink's leaking.
Oh, let's go back. Let's
Chick-fil-A.
talk to him.
Yeah, what's going on, man? You went to
Well,
you've been what this episode comes out on the 16th.
okay. The day of our Lord.
So we've the live stream is live. We've announced the live stream. I know I've had several do less guests who said they're going to be there. So that's
Oh, wait,
fun.
like in Nashville?
Yeah, dude.
Sweet. Yeah, because you kind of open it up to them first. Like, if you guys want to
Yep,
come, you can
yep,
come.
yep. So
Sweet.
several people are gonna we're gonna meet some. We're gonna hang out. It's gonna be great. 6 feet
That's
apart,
cool.
I guess. I don't really know what's going on. And then tomorrow, we're launching some merch, and plan is to launch the Do Less God Bless podcast.
Yeah,
Unless that
hopefully.
one's changed since we've recorded this and it's happening, but that's the idea.
That's the
Well,
plan.
I'll have updated you guys, but got that moving and life's good.
Yeah, I went out of town for the 4th of July. I actually have the coronavirus. That's why I'm wearing this. It's not to be funny. It's
Oh,
just it's to not infect you.
that's like a fun mask.
Yeah, it is kind of fun. Just a little something different. Throw back to the Old Testament. Throw back to my old immune system. It's weak and fragile, and I'll be fine. I'll
That's
be
good, dude.
fine.
Speaking of that, I hurt my Grammy's in the hospital.
Uh-oh.
Just old and things happen. You're sitting out of the hospital. She's gonna be fine. But I was talking to my mom, and she said my grandma's new thing, I guess, is because my grandparents still can't fully grasp like what I do for a living.
Fair. I don't. What do you do for a living?
Yeah, I guess none of us really do. But
Okay.
I asked my parents that. I was like, were you guys ever worried? Like, you never asked us for money, so I guess we assumed you were fine.
Dude, my dad gave me like that exact same answer one
Yeah.
time too.
I
He's
don't
like,
know
you
what
never
Jake's
asked me for
doing.
anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so but so they don't really know. But I think as the years have gone on and as they've had a few experiences in their hospitals or their nursing homes where they've been in and out of places, my grandparents, my they've had enough experiences of somehow coming up in conversation, like, who are your grandkids, what's her name, because her last name's Kennedy, and somehow it comes up like Trey Kennedy, and she's had enough experiences where, like, the nurses, like, wait, I love Trey Kennedy, he's your grandson, and then she realized, like, oh, that's cool.
People, he is making a living.
So I guess now she's recovered in the hospital, and she's sleeping a lot, and she's on pain meds and stuff, but when she's awake, I guess she literally asks anyone who enters the room, do you have my grandson, Trey Kennedy? And she's just terrorizing everyone, I'm sure. And then when, like, two out of the 17 people are like, yeah, I've heard of him, she's like, or I guess when anyone says they don't, which I think, yeah, my mom was saying, you know, a 68-year-old nurse comes in, she's like, you know Trey Kennedy? Like, what?
No. Is he related to John F. Kennedy? Yeah. I don't know who that is.
Or whoever, you know, majority of people don't know who I am. And so everyone's like, no. And then I guess everyone who says no, she's like, what? How do you not know?
Well, let me show you.
So it's just another funny, like, I'm sure she has no concept of what I do or like how much or how little famous I am, but she's had enough where I think in her mind she's like, Trey is just so famous, so I'm gonna tell everyone.
Sounds like she's prouder of you than ever though, which is kind of cool.
True. Yeah, I guess I had heard that through the grapevine. My grandparents were like, get a real job.
And now they're bragging to you to their nurses,
giving them some hospital cred, some of that nursing home cred.
Yeah, I think in prison, the commerce is cigarettes, but in hospitals, it's famous grandsons.
Famous grandsons. So, yeah.
You're welcome, Gladys.
Yep.
Is that her name?
I love, sure. Gladys, yeah. She's Gladys. My grandma is black, believe it or not.
Is she?
I mean, Gladys would be a black woman's name, I'm pretty sure. Gladys Knight's Chicken and Waffles? Whoa.
I don't know what you just said.
Atlanta? Gladys Knight.
Gladys Knight.
She was a singer, I believe.
Okay.
And then opened up a chicken and waffle place in Atlanta, and I went once. It's like famous kind of touristy vibe, but take that, other grandchildren, you guys and your master's degrees in accounting and your law schools and your
401k.
Now I'm Grammy's favorite.
Yeah,
because I'm an influencer, dude.
Yeah,
so
you got a lot of influencing coming up. What do you say, Domino's? That's exciting. I've never worked with Domino's. You ever worked with Domino's? Oh, yeah.
No. It's been
just did a good thing, internal thing, I mean, for Salesforce.
Yeah, that's what's so funny, man. This this whole, whatever you call it, virus
pandemic
thing. Yeah. I've never done these before, but I'm getting hired. It's like corporate. So I've never been hired to do a corporate thing live, which makes sense because once I start touring more and doing live stuff, we'll get hit up to do more like live things.
Sure.
People just don't even know we do that. But now it's all online and people are working from home and they're doing all their conferences like virtually on video. So now I'm sure they're looking like, who can do video? So I'm getting hit up by these massive companies like, hey, we're doing, for our like 20,000 employees, we're like doing this online conference and we would hope you could make a couple funny videos about our company to, like, I guess, make it somewhat
great.
Miserable for the employees. So
who would have thought?
Yeah, I'm like three different companies now making videos, like Salesforce, be like, or something.
Yeah,
Domino's. It's DiGiorno, dude. Glad they're not a part of Do Less Guest. DiGiorno. Yeah, I was. Wait, I did a.
Was this, what?
I was no trying way. To write. We're doing a music video, dude. Oh, that's a different song. Hold on. We're gonna make this DiGiorno song.
Unreleased songs.
Oh,
where's? Are these just voice memos?
Trying to remember how the melody I came up with. Oh, that was it. It's gonna the big chorus of the video is gonna be DiGiorno, DiGiorno, yes. It's like, I love it. Yes, sirree, DiGiorno, DiGiorno, yes. It's better than delivery.
That's pretty.
You'll like it, dude.
And you'll love it. Did they approve it already? They approved the lyrics?
Yeah, it was a different one because most, they're down. Most brands are like, hey, you know, Jimmy John's, we're running this, buy one, get one half off. I'm like, okay, I'll work on that. Or it's like, hey, we're doing, what have we done? Old Spice, it's for Father's Day, and it's this certain product.
It's always a specific campaign.
And this one's like, hey, just DiGiorno.
You know us.
Yeah.
You know the thing.
Okay, anything specific? Like, no. Just gotta show the pizza and just DiGiorno.
Pizza company. So, figure it out.
But what's tricky is, because they're like, but DiGiorno says, you need to show the product in the first, that's the first thing in the video. You show the product in the first 3 seconds.
Pizza first.
Yeah. So, but then another thing with DiGiorno, they say, you know, don't make the video where it's like a backup plan, because ideas pop in your head of, oh, we can't go out to dinner because of quarantine, so let's do DiGiorno. But they're like, no, DiGiorno should be
plan A.
Yeah, plan A, which makes sense. They want to market it that way. And so it's just kind of tough. It's like, you know what? I'm going to go to the back pocket idea when I don't have anything else. Just make a little music video. Yeah.
I've got a new idea. Just came to me. Oh. If the music video doesn't
really
work out
the whole time.
Shelf life is running low. It's okay. Getting real itchy.
Yeah.
You say DiGiorno is plan A and it can lead to plan B. And it's like, it's a sexy. Oh,
That's a national campaign. Yeah.
Yeah.
People would love
that. It's like, it's a very romantic meal. Anything could happen.
Well, you'll enjoy this, dude. And I need to go get some DiGiorno for the shoot, but they're like, just DiGiorno, but also get, you don't have to say anything about it, but we do have this new croissant crust if you want to buy that one. Croissant crust? I'm like, that's all we should talk about.
Oui, oui.
Oui, oui, flaky, beautiful.
Crusty, for me. Oui, oui.
How good does that sound?
It sounds nice.
So we're gonna get some.
This is also a Parisian city, right? Nice, France?
Nice.
Paris?
Oh, speaking of
something.
Those countries, I watched this new Netflix show that's like, it documents these very, very regional, like ancient sports that are like really violent.
Okay.
Very specific show.
Like Mexican bullfighting, or like more niche than that?
Sure. So it's like 8 episodes, and each one, it's like 30, 45 minutes, and it covers a certain one. So I only watched.
This is cool.
Two. Not necessarily violent, I guess, just like unique. So I watched one that was unique to Scotland. It's like this Scottish strongman competition.
Okay.
And they do this one part of the competition that's very, like, no one else does it anywhere. They don't really know how it originated, but it's just like a 30-foot long pole, and they run with it, and they try to just like throw the pole. It's kind of bizarre.
Like javelin? How is it different than javelin?
Because it's big and heavy. It's like a picture of
a telephone pole.
Yeah, picture like a telephone pole. So they pick it up by the bottom, and you try to fling it up over end so it lands, and it's like enough force to fall over.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
And if you get it to fall over the most like north south, that's how you win. Seriously.
Okay.
And then but that one was kind of lame. But the one I watched was in Florence, Italy.
Okay.
This only happens in Florence, and it's called like something Italian I can't pronounce.
But cacio
di pepe. I think that's a pasta, but and it's 27 versus 27. 27 on 27.
Normal numbers.
And it is a mixture of, it's like rugby, but there's literally no rules. Like they said there'll be like 15, each team will have like 15 guys in the middle trying to clear space for the 12 speed guys.
Cool.
And by clear space, they'll be like, they'll tip the ball in and go, and guys just
start fighting.
Just fight. Just beat the tar of each other.
In Florence.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. It's like on Netflix.
Yeah, it's like a huge thing. They say this is what's really cool and makes me wish we had more stuff like this. But every year there's four teams, the four divisions of Florence. And you play for the area you were born in.
Cool.
No exceptions.
No private schools.
Yeah.
Public schools only.
No transfers, no recruiting, no exceptions. And it just happens once a year. And, you know, they just documented that.
That's pretty cool. Good for Florence.
Sounds fun.
Yeah, good for you guys.
So, yeah, I mean, I would never be one of the participants in that. Are you like a? Did you ever play football?
Yes.
Yeah, you were down with that.
Yeah, I liked it. It's fun.
I'm just not a very violent person.
Yeah, I will say I didn't quite have the mindset as a lot of my other teammates.
Yeah, like
where they're like, I'm not that coordinated, but it's fun to hit people, and I'm like. Yeah. I'll be a receiver, and I'm going to try to juke you. I'm not trying to run anyone over.
What were some of the dumbest, most pointless drills you did in sports growing up?
Oh, my gosh. Let's see. I mean, I remember having to run a lot in baseball, which I know running is not really a drill.
Mm-hmm.
But running in metal cleats, just like already feels awful. Yeah. You never run more than 90 feet at a time in baseball.
There's no cardio.
And it was like, we're going to do, let's do 6 full laps around the ballpark. I remember just like my dogs were barking.
Yeah. That's so, I really only did basketball, and oh, what annoyed me so much. And I wish I could go back and do it different, but I just was too timid at this age and didn't,
yeah,
you know, but with like, I think this is pretty common, but just the idea of like in basketball, like I think very black and white, like okay, basketball has rules and you have to follow the rules or yeah.
Yeah.
But like but practice, they're like, hey, we're tough out here. Toughness.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like, we're not like some guy, you'd go in the lane and they'd like darn near tackle you. It's like, you got to get stronger.
Yeah. I mean,
okay, but we're still playing basketball. There's still rules.
The rules shouldn't change.
And that's what like ruined basketball for me.
Yeah.
I just couldn't get around that. I'm like, we'd be playing and it's, you know, you'd have the little try hard guy who's, they're like, okay, we're going to teach strong defense. It's like, okay, we're going to play a scrimmage. And he's up on, like, I just have the ball and he's up on me just like fouling.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm standing there. I'm like, he's fouling me. Like, you got to get strong with it. Fight through it. I'm like, what? This is no longer basketball.
This is always going to be a foul.
And I just wish I like had the guts back then to just be like, okay. And just like, because, you know, even though they're like, there aren't rules. Because I knew there's this one kid on the team who was that kind of kid. He was a total kind of jerk and they were doing that. So he looked at me and goes, watch this. And the guy was all over him and he just cracked the guy with his elbow.
Jeez.
And he was gushing blood.
Oh my god.
And
gosh.
He got in trouble. I'm like, okay, so there are rules to some extent. So we can do some fouls, but I remember like some, and then when we get in trouble, we did a drill like, you guys don't want it bad enough. So we get just one guy on each side. I'm going to roll the ball on the court, whoever ends up with it. And I wish it's like, and of course, it's like I go up once against my buddy who's 5'5 and 50 pounds less than me, and he's a friend of mine. It's like, I'm
not going to run him over.
Yeah, what do you want me to do? Just crush this guy? I don't want to do that.
That's funny. We never did that drill, but we did have, so we had like the freshman coach. We always had heard that he played college basketball, and he seemed pretty good at basketball.
Yeah.
But he was like that, where he would like get up in your business guarding you to the point where it's just so annoying. Like, this is a foul. You're not even like guarding me tough anymore. So it's so frustrating because he's the coach too.
Yeah.
But then we learned that he didn't really play college ball. He played JUCO. And so instead of calling him Coach Kelly, we would just call him like, I mean, we were seniors, but still just straight up disrespecting the coach. We call him JUCO Kelly. Didn't even call him Coach Kelly anymore. JUCO Kelly. What's up? How you doing today?
What was his response?
He was
totally turned on him. Everyone was like, wow, this guy's cool. And then,
once he was JUCO, he was kind of cool still, but I mean, we no longer stay in touch. I'll say that.
Dude, okay, I'm going to try to find this. Is it nowhere?
Beard's surely coming off, getting itchy. Guys, it was me. It's Jake. It was me the whole time.
We're kidding.
Got you.
So I have a pretty great story of my high school basketball coach. God, I made a fake Twitter for him. Surely it's still.
Did you really?
So you'll love this. Yeah, it was. Oh, come on. I got to find it.
Come on.
Wait.
Dude. You got it. I'm doing a little something with my beard here.
You're fine.
All right, got it.
While you're looking, his name was Shane, and we jokingly called him Sugar Shane. And I made this Twitter. So he was this dude who came in. He was a new coach when I was like a freshman. Partly, you know, part of this coach that just never went well. I disliked the guy. Obviously, you heard my passion, my voice. This, like, what are we doing out here? So I, okay, wait, stall for time. I'm going to really look for this because I really want to find out.
Okay.
Tell us a story, dude.
Hey, everyone. Let me tell you about something that happened this weekend to me. Besides catching the coronavirus. Wait, did you already find
You're a big seltzer guy now.
Oh, yeah, kind of. I discovered. Yeah, thanks for the lead in. Mm. Discovered Truly Lemonades. Holy cow. Those taste nice. I'm not even sure if there's alcohol in it. I'm not sure how many you have to drink to even notice anything, but those taste good. I'll tell you what else is good is the lack of sunburn I got. I sat on one of those 85-foot pink flamingos that you think only exist in like Instagram models' backyard pools. We had one of those at the lake was huge flamingos. It was awesome. Sat on one of those for like 6 hours.
Yes, sir.
And I was so proud of myself. I did a good job. Every few hours, I sprayed sunscreen all over my body. And I had one of my friends rub down my back. We met each other the day before. It was a little uncomfortable, but I rubbed down his back. He didn't have that much back hair, so it was cool. It was a nice mutual relationship we had amongst our skin. Respect. How are you doing over there?
Yeah, unfortunately, I'm just not going to find it. So that's fine. I'm going to tell my story. So this guy, he... There's no way Twitter accounts can just disappear, right? I guess maybe after like years and years of inactivity, they just go away.
Maybe. If someone's like requesting that username.
Wow.
Maybe they'll give
you
it.
You think he requested it to be removed?
Maybe.
But anyway, I don't know. So he... He's a new coach, and he came in. This dude claimed to, this guy was literally 5'8", and if you watch him shoot a basketball, you're like, eh.
He just started.
He claimed to have played for Michigan State under Tom Izzo.
Oh, wow.
And he claimed to have once dropped like 50 points in a game. It was like crazy stuff. And you started to, this guy just talked about himself a lot, and people started to be like, really? And they do research, and people are like, we never found anything. He was never on any of these rosters.
If you played for Michigan State basketball, it would be very noticeable.
Yeah.
As soon as you step on the court.
And so kind of this he started, so like when I was a freshman, he started. So this is senior who was kind of this funny dude who didn't play a lot, but was kind of skeptical of this new coach. And okay. He started a blog just detailing the stories of this guy. Like he said he scored this, but I did this research and no. And kind of like, gained some traction, and I guess that coach got really pissed. And then when I went through with this guy, he was just, you could tell he didn't really know what he was doing, and I didn't like him at all. And by the end of it, I quit playing because I was like, what's the point of this anymore? And I started a fake Twitter of his and would tweet just like very mocking stuff, like little sore today from just stroking all those threes like I did at Michigan State, and just like, you know, funny stuff like that.
Yeah.
And guys liked it, but I was hearing from guys on the team because no one knew. I just told like my close friends.
And no one really knew who it was.
This thing was circulating kind of. And people were like, who is it? But a lot of people were like, it's probably you. And I did a great job of selling it. Like, I honestly do really. And so people
like, I wish it was
me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I guess I was hearing from inside there, the coach was like to the team, asking all the players, like, who's doing this? And like, I need it taken down. And they were doing stuff like, he's threatened to sue. Or I'm like, all right, yeah, like, what are you?
So silly.
So that brought me a lot of joy. Kind of my first journey into social media content, I guess.
Dude, funny you say that, because I have similar things happen in my own life. I've started multiple.
You defamed a person you didn't like?
not a specific person.
It was
person,
all pretty, it was all innocent. The guy was just.
I'm sure.
Egotistical.
He had it coming. once I got to college, I started multiple like parody Twitter accounts. And because I went to a small private Christian college who couldn't handle it, they thought I was just such a heathen for making all these jokes. And so I got called into the dean's office multiple times.
Yeah.
These Twitter accounts I got that I was running and everything. And it was also my kind of introduction into like, okay, this is easy to be funny on the internet. I'm going to do this more. So, yeah.
That's cool. Wait, how did that end?
They did not like me. The one that was pretty bad that I'm like, I should have known better. Because there's some stuff that was like really innocent. Yeah, yeah. No, there was one.
You're doing it again.
There was just like First World Problems was like a Twitter account that was really popular when I was in college. Like that just came out.
Yeah.
And so I just made a Twitter account called like SBU Problems. And there's like very specific jokes to people if you went to my college of just like the steps are too far apart going into the cafeteria. So I have to, you know, look them in the 110 meter hurdles or you know, it's just weird stuff like that.
Yeah.
Got called to the office for that. I was like, whatever, this is funny. Who cares? Then I made like a fake onion, like the onions, like the fake news. Then I made like fake headlines for just SBU. That was funny. The one that was a little bit of a boo-boo is I essentially created Yik Yak before Yik Yak. Which if you don't know, Yik Yak was this terrible app. It didn't last very long because it was just like so toxic and so bad. You could post anonymously. Anytime you could post anything anonymously, you're not getting the best of anyone's character.
I was one of the top victims of Yik Yak.
Oh no.
Okay, you ever heard the story?
I think not on the pod, but told me before. Anyway, basically it wasn't its own app, but within a Facebook group, I created this program to where anyone could submit anything anonymously to this Google form and they would automatically go and become a Facebook status on this page, I think. And so people were just saying awful things.
Yeah.
It like, I kind of had my Mark Zuckerberg moment because like one of the dorm's Wi-Fis went down one night and I was like, I did it. Mm. But I deleted it by the morning and I felt really bad.
Wow. You could have been onto something.
Yeah, except I have a moral compass.
Ah, nice, nice.
Thank you. Headed north.
Yep. Thank you, Jesus. Pointing north. Yik-Yak, man. Yik-Yak
bullying.
Or also fake headlines. I'm not going to call this on correct opinions, but so I'll keep it short. My buddy created a fake headline that said, like, you know, if my friend's name was Derek Johnson, it was like, Oklahoma State student Derek Johnson caught with 22 terabytes of pornography.
You told me about this.
And it was funny because so it looked so real, and everyone was like, they knew it wasn't our buddy, but it was like, dude, how funny. Like, literally someone else on this campus got busted for this. And he was kind of pissed. He's like, I don't want people like mistaking this for me. So we kind of like encouraged him to call the local paper that published it, quote unquote. And he's just a goofy, gullible guy. And we finally get him to. I'm with my friend who like pulled up the whole scam. And he's on the phone. He's like, yeah, I was just calling about a recent paper you published on a like Derek Johnson. And they're like, okay, I'm not really sure. Like, what was the article about? And he's like, he's on speaker so we can hear it. And we're just waiting for it. And he's like, porn? And we just were like, at that point, he just goes, dang it. And he realizes the whole thing is made up, dude.
Y'all like photoshopped it from the get-go.
There's like little software. It's like fake headline maker, and you can make it look really legit. And so
I've thought about doing that to give Ghost Runners podcast a little legitimacy. Just like making a headline like, new podcast in Kansas, making waves.
Trending, yeah.
Yeah, because people be like, oh, I should check this out now.
Dude, what if you canceled yourself?
Now we're talking.
What, dude, let's talk about this for real.
Okay.
What if you did... if you crafted something to like, oh, this could be, you make a fake headline.
Yes.
That's like Trey Kennedy, you know, Doug, we dig up, what would be something you'd be canceled for, but something you couldn't like not reverse. Like, you know, what if we put Trey Kennedy as we dig up that he used to torture puppies or something.
Yeah.
And I like retweet it. And I'm like, guys, oh my God. Like this is not true. Or like I retort, I'm like, that was so long ago. Like, come on, I've changed. And people are like, what?
I don't
what?
Do that and anymore.
And it's just trending. Trey Kennedy puppy torture. And it's trending. My name's everywhere. A lot of publicity. Bad. And then I throw it on video. Like, here's the breakdown of how I completely faked all of this.
Yeah.
It could be, I don't think I'd ever do that, but that in theory could really, really work.
I think if you're in a position to where you know that something's about to maybe get you actually canceled,
wow,
you try and get in front of it by fake canceling yourself and running this whole PR, like this
you
whole
fake
like
cancel yourself for something way worse.
Yeah.
So if you're Chris D'Elia, who's like, he may or may not have been talking to underage girls, you fake cancel yourself for like, he was murdering and burying underage girls. I was like, oh my gosh, nice way. He's like, wait, just kidding about that.
No.
But he's still what? It's like the classic.
He was just emailing him.
It's going to be another 5 hours wait for your car.
Oh.
And you go, dang it. So we're kidding. It's going to be three. And they're like, oh cool. That's good news.
Yeah.
It's a classic workaround. But really, if you create a whole elaborate way to just to kind of like touch on the topic of right now, if any like tweet from any person ever disparaging, people are like, I believe it. So if it's just like, if we published a fake headline that was like, Trey Kennedy did this awful, and everyone would be like, screw him, because they just immediately believe it. And then I go, well, actually, here's proof that I just made this all up.
I can see this being like a Yes Theory video.
Yeah.
It's pretty epic.
But that feels like it had a lot of ways to go really wrong. So
yeah, a lot could go wrong, but it could be fun. Anyway, I think it's time for the triplet tray.
Wait, I was going to tell another story.
Triangular. Dang, oh, Yik Yak bullying.
That was one of, there's something else about, oh no, no. That's one of my biggest pet peeves. I had such a good story to tell.
With yourself.
Canceling. We were talking about.
Child porn. Terabytes.
No. Whoa, I just said porn, dude. Not child. Well, that was like. The switch around.
Oh, it's just normal porn.
Oh, normal.
18 and up.
No.
Oh,
there
okay.
was no, none of that involved. We were talking about
the lake,
funny
sunscreen.
We were talking about the funny
SBU steps
headline story. And then I was going to talk about
Babylon Bee.
I don't remember.
Let's just start this podcast over. Just try and figure it out from the top. 5, 6, 7.
I hate this. Okay. Well,
Bummer, dude.
Fleeting memory. We were talking about... Okay. So we're going to do the triplet tray triple. Triplet tray triple. Boop, boop. That was wrong, Keith.
What did we decide before this?
Oh, summertime activities.
Summertime activities. I mean, I want to... I'm not going to go the easy route. I'm going to go a little harder route. Mm. I just played the Polish Frisbee game. What's it called? It's got a few. Beersby. Is that the other name for
huge
it?
Huge in Poland.
Yes.
Beersby, Bottle Bash.
Okay. Those are all the same thing?
Yeah, I think so.
I just got introduced to it. I played it for the first time last week. That's pretty fun.
You don't think it's the best yard game, though? Mm. How would you rank them? If we're ranking white people yard games, you got Spikeball, you got
Cornhole,
you have Beersby, you have Bocce Ball, you have Croquet?
They're all so white. Yeah, Croquet is like pretty old.
You have Can Jam.
I mean, I think Spikeball by far takes the most athleticism.
Sure.
Easily. Cornhole is just like one fluid motion. I mean, you get that down, you're good.
Muscle memory.
Yeah, muscle memory. Croquet is pretty easy. Beersby, though, is interesting. Yeah, there's a lot of strategy that I still have not figured out as far as like where to stand, what should one person be doing, what should the other person be doing, what should we focus on. But there's a lot to Beersby.
Yeah, I think it's just the perfect level of like it requires a lot of coordination and like activity, but not overly over the top. Like Spikeball, you got to plan a different day around. We're going to come here. We're going to exhaust ourselves. We're going to go home. We got to shower. I made the mistake
once. I ate pasta the night before so I could carb load up for my day of Spikeball.
I made that mistake once with a group of buddies like on a bachelor party weekend at a lake. We're like just chilling. We're eating a lot of food. We're having a few beers. And then Spikeball. And you know, you're dudes. So you're just like intense. And I mean, it just ruined our day, kind of.
Exhausted afterwards?
Yeah, because everyone was just like, okay, well, I'm done like talking or doing anything. I need to just lay down.
Yeah, and the Polish sausage is a little more sedentary. You're not going to get that sweaty doing it. Still a little fun.
You played it like on a lawn?
Mm-hmm.
Man, I played it once. You haven't lived to you've done this. Played it once at a lake where you set it. We're like onto kind of a beachfront of sorts, and you set it 12 inches in the water. So you're both water. And so you're just soaring, diving,
splashing.
Did you ever do... I think I told you this technique. I don't know if you remember it. If you catch the Frisbee... And you flip it upside down and you use it as like a catching tray.
Hot dog.
Did anyone do that?
No. Never seen it.
I inadvertently did that playing where I just caught it and then caught it like this. and it's like my new thing. And I'll do it at least once a game. And people are like, what?
So and that's how, correct me if I'm wrong, but Katie didn't know you, but she was also on the beach. And then she saw you do that, right? And then she came over and talked to you. Yeah. I was like, hey, I've never seen anything like that.
I was like, yeah, her... It was actually kind of funny. She has all these brothers, and they were there like, we got next. And I was like, okay, whatever. And I was we were just winning and winning. And then I did that.
Yeah.
And all her brothers were like, please marry him. So that's what's
really welcome rare. Him to our family, yeah, please.
Yeah, please. We want some nieces. We want some nephews who are white summer game freaks.
Yeah. So a lot of you probably didn't know that story, but it all started with the...
So summer activity. Now your number one is Beersby.
That's my newest one. I want to play it more.
Mm. Mine... is putting on an adult diaper.
Come again?
Mm.
To poo poo pee pee in? Yeah. Or
you get to the lake, you get that life jacket upside down. Life jacket. Down,
now I know what you're saying.
Hike it up, clip it on, zip it up, and you're just floating there.
Sit.
Floating there with a cold one.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know about that technique.
Yeah.
It is good. I really thought you meant an actual diaper for a little bit. And I was like, I've never heard about this.
I graduated with this kid from high school, you know. It was the classic, like, just utterly bizarre kid, you know. Everyone knew him as, like, what a strange person. And he had this – he was this skinny kid with this unbelievably – in hindsight, he probably did it on purpose, but this unbelievably deep voice. And I heard him once. He's like – he said to a girl, he's like, if you hold my hand while I talk low, you can feel the vibrations. So he was just a strange guy. It's fine.
Yeah. He was definitely
everyone was nice to him.
Would flex random muscles and be like, feel how strong it is. Feel my form. Yeah. Feel how strong it is.
But someone caught up with him and his Twitter profile picture was him in a real diaper. Only that.
I wonder why.
Well, wait. And it was called, he was in a, I guess it's an online thing where adults like wear diapers, like one of those weird,
like a fetish
things. Yeah,
one of those things.
So we didn't do any more digging than that, but he was like, he tweeted like, his tweets were like, any girls out there, I can be your grown adult baby boy.
Yeah, I've heard about that,
which I've said before.
Yeah,
in a diaper, but a not but a life jacket diaper. So it's all good. That is my. So that's my he number might be, one.
Okay, adult diaper. I don't play this as much anymore, but I have a lot of nostalgic memories tied up in the sport of wiffle ball. The 4th of July was one of my favorite holidays growing up. Still is, but
yeah.
Just the whole family would come together and play wiffle ball in our front yard. And it was so fun. And just so many inside jokes and memories and good times with the family in the front yard playing wiffle ball.
You a homer guy? You're just kind of a singles?
No, find the gaps, baby. Find those gaps. Yeah.
It's the best.
Yeah, I'd say in 2012, you know, it became a big, like, kind of popular, trendy thing. Like, oh, does a girl have a thigh gap? I was
you've been
fantasizing over gaps long before 2012.
Yes, sir.
Let me tell you, right center field, she's mine.
Yes.
Okay.
Nice.
But yeah. Yeah, I love wiffle ball. My podcast that I have is called Ghost Runners, which is based... Oh, what?
The Gap in the Red Sea.
Yeah, get it out of there.
For millenniums.
Fun fact I just thought about. You know, they found like old chariot wheels at the bottom of the Red Sea. It's kind of like this like archaeological proof of like the biblical story of like Moses like going through it.
That's a crazy.
It's kind of cool.
Yeah, it is.
But then again, who knows what fishermen are tossing overboard?
Yeah.
Chariot wheels. You know, sometimes you're just like, ah, we're about to sink.
It's a cool thought.
Well, throw off the chariot wheels then. Yeah, why do we have these?
They're heavy. The wheels work on land. Do they work on water? People, they're figuring it out. You say wiffle ball.
Oh, yeah, because you... Oh, I was saying...
Lines.
Yeah, sorry, you can go.
Kickball. Kickball is my new
thing. Oh, yeah, you're in a league.
In adult life, I'm in a league. So I didn't want to brag about it, but here we are. We're actually 0-1. We lost a tough one. It's co-ed, and...
Co-ed kickball. You got to have girls who play soccer.
Man, our girls are lacking a little, just being honest. We have a couple girls who can play... Katie is excellent. She was a soccer girl. She has an excellent leg. Offensively, she's great. Defensively, I'm like a
liability.
Yeah, just like go look pretty in left center. You know what I mean? Right center's the easy part.
Right field, yeah. Right, really. You put the bad person there.
Which then she always is like, why? And then she's like, okay, you're right. So
kickballs are a little hard to catch.
No, it is. I even struggle because we have these big ones and they knuckle through the
air. Or some they're spinning so much, like even if you catch it with your entire body, it could still spin out.
But dude, we played this team who had, you could tell like their girls were like competitive softball players. Like they were, they knew how to make plays. They were snagging.
Like know how to tag up, know how to run bases.
And they were snagging balls that were just weird lasered. And, but yeah, I'm a big, just kind of up the third baseline, get my base. Just kind of help my team win.
And it's hard to toss from third to first get a base runner.
And I try to, sneak in a double by, they usually try to make the throw. And then by the time it's in the air, I'm rounding the second.
Out of there.
But we lost a tough one. I screamed at one of my own teammates.
That's not good, Trey.
So that wasn't...
Trey.
Well, for the better of the team. So, listen, I'm a guy. I'm fine with being a realist. So the key to kickball... Because there's no really rules about the pitching. They have two cones. You got to get the ball through it.
Huge gray area.
You can hurl that thing.
I don't like those guys who hurl it.
You have to. We started this league last year with just kind of like, oh, whatever. A girl can kind of pitch and you just give a meatball and they're just sending it. And then every team we were playing, they put heat on it, And throw that thing hard, it's still not moving fast. But if you don't try to put some force on it, it basically comes into you like at a standstill. We had a guy, he threw a few innings. We're like, oh, I want to sit out. Like, you can pitch. I was like, yeah, man, just make sure you like throw it hard. Because they had the girl on their side was like not only throwing it hard, but she was doing this inadvertently, but she was like,
gets a bounce on it
off the ground. It was like bouncing everywhere.
Probably Jenny Finch. I would have looked into it.
Yeah. And so my buddy gets up there and he's like a super nice guy pitching. And he throws him like so soft, just a meatball. and they blast like the first three people.
Just he's getting bam, rocked.
Bam, bam.
Yeah.
Like two runs, guy on double. I was like, dude, I was like, all right, man, you gotta throw it harder.
You gotta have a mound visit. Time,
time. It was like, yeah, it was 1-0 and now it's like 3-1. And he does it again, like not hard enough. And the guy blasts it 4-1. I go, okay, hard as you can, just from the outfield. Hard as you can, man.
Like, make them tell you slower.
And you can tell he's kind of like, oh, I'm a little uncomfortable. This guy's yelling at me, but I don't. And he throws another meatball. Oh, this God. Girl buries it. 5-1. I go, all right, pitching change. I yelled that. Pitching change. He's like, dude, throw it. And you can tell he starts getting pissed. And he kind of does like a, fine. And he just hurls it. And then girl like doinks it and we get her out.
Now
like,
we're talking. That's good kickball pitching.
And they didn't score the rest of the game, but we couldn't overcome the deficit. But yeah,
do I know this
guy? A little too into kickball. It's probably I need to calm down, but that's fine. But see, I think that's why everyone's different. I think I did a great thing because no one was going to say anything, and they were literally going to score 10 runs if we didn't change anything. Because they were
you need
athletes.
One person on the team to say something.
So good for you. I'm always that guy, and I don't.
Yeah,
it is what it is.
I'm not that guy, but I'm glad to have that guy on my team.
You're a nice guy.
Do I know that person? Your pitcher?
You've met him a few times.
Nice.
Chris.
Oh, okay.
He's like the nicest guy.
Nice. Slow pitcher,
yeah,
but nice
you
guy.
You could tell weak forearms.
I asked him for the remote one time, and he just like sat on the table
slowly.
And just scooted it towards me instead of throwing it.
The toss somehow was like stopped in the air.
Yeah. And I had to like walk over and grab it off the ground.
So that's my number two. We lost and bummed, but we got a game literally tomorrow night. So you guys will hear the update. Can't wait to update you.
Thank goodness. How long is the league?
I think we play like 6 or 7 games
nice.
Before like the tournament night.
And do you get anything if you win?
No.
Pride. Dignity. Maybe a 30 for 30.
I did. I guess when we were playing last year, it was a deal where we were going to be out of town, but it was like we won our league, did really well, and there was some kickball, local kickball tournament where the winner of that was like eligible to go to the kickball nationals in Atlanta.
You're kidding. Wow.
And unfortunately, we're out of town during the like local one. But like, how fun would that be? If you had, because it, you know, kickball, the bar's pretty low. If you gathered some athletes, some co-ed athletes, and like won your city kickball and went to Atlanta, like we're probably not going to win. But like, what a fun just like weekend.
Memory. Yeah.
Man, that'd be fun. That's what we talked about. You gotta find these niche white things that.
Not a lot of other people know about.
The athletic people are busy doing other things. So, yeah.
That is exactly like where I'm at with pickleball. I'm like, let's not keep this too popular because a lot of the tennis players don't know about it.
Let's not run to the local basketball center and tell all of them about it. We'll just
keep it on the low. Yeah. My third summer activity is probably just sweating every fluid out of my body.
It's kind of nice. Dude, I want to get a sauna. You ever sauna'd?
Why?
You've ever sauna'd?
Why? I had a weird accent there. I've sauna'd before. Why'd you get that?
Why?
Why would you do that, Trey?
You're not a hot sauna guy.
I don't know. It's not for me. My sister likes it.
I just like, I don't know. It feels so, you must have not done it in a long time. You haven't.
You must have something wrong with you.
It just feels so good to get so unbelievably sweaty and then shower. And you're just like, man, I feel like I removed a lot of
toxins.
It feels that way.
Toxins. I have kind of a weird thing. I get stuffy way before anyone else does. Like if we're in a car and it's the wintertime and the heat's on, it's not that I'm like hot, but it's just like I feel like I can't breathe hardly. And I'm like rolling the window down and no one else feels that way. And I'm always like that.
I cannot do steam rooms.
Okay, now what is that?
Man. Farm boys.
I grew up on a farm. We don't, you know, steam room was going outside.
When was the last time you were in a sauna?
I mean, several years ago.
Okay. So sauna, they're the same. There's just like a heat room. Sauna's dry heat. Steam is wet heat.
Wet heat.
So they're just pumping steam in the room.
Like water vapor.
So the dew point in there is unbelievable. It's just, but the dry heat, it's still, they're both kind of overwhelming, but the steam room feels like you can't breathe, at least.
I was going to say, it seems like sauna's easy to breathe.
And then you like, you can't see anything. And it feels like you're getting like, this is kind of morbid, but it feels like you're getting like gas because it just comes out of the ground. It's like, it's like slowly filling up the room. Like this it all is terrifying to me.
And so what's the point of that one? Just,
well, I think it's
to sweat out some fat.
It's just, I guess, what you prefer. And I'm sure there's like actual differences, but
maybe not though.
Maybe not though.
Yeah, but anyway, sweating has been, I mean, the last, so I played pickleball the last two nights, and it is disgusting. Like, the weight of my shirt when I'm, after only an hour, like, there's no more dry spots. I have nowhere to wipe my face anymore. It's getting crazy humid up here where we live. And so that's been my big summer activity. I'm getting real sick and tired of showering. Yeah. I've just been wet for about the last 2 weeks straight.
Yeah.
We filmed a video today.
Slippery, man.
Yeah. You had a trouble getting me down today.
Yeah.
But when I came back up, guess what? I was sweating.
Yep. So. Yeah, I know. Our video outside was like, okay, we're done with this.
Okay, that's enough of that. Let's get in the air conditioning.
You're in that weird part of the year where it's like, I got to, okay, a shower. Let's go to dinner. And you sit on a patio. It's like, well, I've got to shower again.
So, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, but what's your third one?
Patios.
Patios.
Great segue. Patios, man. We've definitely forced a couple of patio. You know what I mean? Where we're like, okay, it's hot. But if you're in the shade and there's a breeze, it doesn't get too hot here. So I don't know what I think. Maybe Katie's just a big outside person, so it's rubbed off on me. But I'm sad how often, or maybe just now that we're up here, it's the outdoors is a little friendlier in the summertime. Then, like, I grew up in Oklahoma. It's 100 plus. The wind's roaring. It's just like you're not chilling outside. But I love the patios, man.
Patios are great.
There's something about like I wanna. It's wild how we're crafting places and patios or people's homes where it's like, okay, it's your back patio, but there's a TV, and we have heaters blasting. Mm-hmm. It's like we're just one wall away from being inside.
Yeah.
But this, for whatever reason, just changes the whole vibe, and I'm about it.
Yeah, we're just recreating exactly what indoors is.
Yeah, we're like, oh, it's a little cold, but they have heaters out there. Okay, could you sit us on the patio? And it's just like, it's in the winter, it's their patio, and there's like clear plastic wall.
Yeah.
To insulate it, and heaters. I mean, we're inside, but we're outside.
Such a millennial like thing outrageous. To enjoy and so when appreciate.
Yeah, when we're moving, I'm looking and I'm trying to find a way to like make the back patio cool and maybe put an outdoor TV and like heaters. I'm just like, I'm just making the outside inside, but I don't know. It just feels better.
You try to show a caveman that.
Yeah.
Like, and you just be so confused.
Yeah. Well, this is,
how does that, wait, will you have
a cave without walls?
I bombed a joke recently about patios in person. I was with a lady and, I mean, we were just chit chatting, but she said something earlier in the conversation about how much she's been enjoying, this sounds bad, how much she's been enjoying drinking. But it was like I've had a margarita like 4 days in a row. And so it was like an ongoing joke, like, okay, alcoholic, you know, whatever.
Okay,
so
we
that
get
was
it.
We had a little foundation of that joke. And then later on in the conversation, she said something about like, I love the outdoors. And I was like, oh, I'm sure like you like to get drunk on patios.
Yeah.
Thought it was great. Did not get a laugh at all. She was like, no, what? No, I don't get drunk. Like, I just like have a margarita like at dinner.
Listen. Yeah, it's like, okay, well, I'm not really saying you were.
It's just a funny, and it was very quick on my part, I thought. The outdoors, drunk on a rooftop patio, that's funny.
That reminds me of when I...
Madison?
I tried to joke with a girl so much that, I bombed, and I think she's never spoke to me again.
Yeah.
It was like...
I do that often.
I had talked to this girl a little bit, and we were like in Dallas for someone's wedding, and we were all going to a bar after the wedding.
Yeah.
And this particular girl still lived with her parents, which we were fresh out of college, but still I was prepared to make fun of that.
I was
so
prepared.
We all got to the bar and a few of us are there, and then she arrived. I was like, oh shoot, you want me to meet your parents already? Like, they dropped you off, right?
Mm-hmm.
And oh, she did not like that.
Yeah.
And they made some other comment like, yeah, we're headed to the bar. I don't know if like what your car for you is, or
yeah, when do you,
that was funny,
when you need to be home,
because you know, a lot of people are kind of like hot, good sport, but not this one. She never spoke to me again, so that's cool.
Yeah,
that happens, you know,
live and learn.
But guys like us, you got to find a woman who enjoys to take the jokes.
Yeah,
that's how I bond with someone. It's just, that's when I know I've become friends with someone, when I can just roast them. It feels good. Like this guy I'm getting to know, he showed up to our kickball actually with a tank top, one of those tank tops that comes like this and goes in the back to just one.
Oh yeah, I've joked about that before.
And I was like, oh cool, he's so, you're a little late, you're wrapping up at Gold's Gym. Not the funniest joke, but just like clearly, and that's, I don't feel like you're probably this similar. I love being the guy who says things that people are like, oh, that's outrageous, but people can get upset about it because I'm saying the thing that everyone in the room's thinking.
Yeah.
It's the most satisfying thing to me in the world, which is basically what it, being a comedian is.
Yeah.
But it's like, oh, everyone here's, you walk in with that. Everyone here, I know everyone. I know there's friends. Everyone's like, we don't like that you have that on. So I roast you. I have the guts to roast you. And a couple of people were probably like, geez. But everyone's like, but deep down, I
did notice it.
Yeah, that was fine.
My favorite thing in social settings, like the quickest way to win me over, like especially if you're just like another dude, is to like add on to something I'm already saying. Like not waiting if there's even a laugh or not like allowing there to be any silence. Just like you see what I'm going for. You add on to it. I add on to it, whatever. Like this, you know, improvisation, as Michael Scott says in The Office. That is the easiest way where I'm like, dang, this dude is awesome. I love joking around with this guy. Like where he can just like, he gets what I'm saying and he can make it even better.
Nice. All right. I want to end on this story because I genuinely want the Do Less Guest insight. I was at dinner the other night with one of Katie's acquaintances, like new to the city. We're, you know, always trying to make friends, meet new people. Yep, love yep, this.
Yep. Know where this is going.
So we go, they have us over for dinner. Great. It's a young couple. They have a little newborn. So they're, you know, and they've just moved to the city and it's quarantine. So like they've literally had no way to meet anyone. So we're like, yeah, we, of course, we'd love to connect. Maybe we could introduce you to some of our friends. So we go over there, and they're nice. They're normal. We're at dinner. They've made us dinner. We're sitting down, just the four of us and their little newborn. And, you know, the baby's crying here and there. Like, we're so sorry. We're like, no, it's totally fine. He's like 3 months old. And she's kind of sitting there. She's like, you know, I think he's hungry. We need to feed him. We're just chilling. And the next thing, you know, I'm just maybe eating a bite of food, and I look up, and breastfeeding.
Yeah. Kind of like that.
Yeah. It was that jarring. And I, you know, I understand there's this new movement of like normalize that or whatever, and I have very few friends who are parents yet, so I'm just, is that a new thing?
Not that I know.
I
mean, of.
I just want to know. I understand having to do that or like, but she didn't have any kind of cover at all. She just whipped that thing out, man, right in the middle of my pasta, dude. Right in the middle of my chickpea pasta, this chickpea pasta. But so it's like, now I couldn't, we're talking. I was like, I'm sure I looked awkward. I was like, it feels weird like looking right at you while we're talking. Like, I don't want, I'm like, I've only been married a month. I've never seen another.
Yeah, I've never been in that scenario.
I'm just like, genuinely asking.
Yeah.
If that's a new normal thing I need to get used to, that's great. But I was so just, I was like, oh, what? Oh! But I guess what was she supposed to do? I'm going to whip it out now. Or I don't know.
It's, here it comes. Yeah, because like if you're a woman and you got to feed it, like, you know, I guess.
But just genuinely asking, I'd love for your feedback. But that was my really memorable part of the week. I'll never forget that. So
I'll never forget that. Interesting. Yeah, just let us know.
And it was funny. There were like they're from the deep south and they moved up here. And within 5 minutes, the dude was like, this virus is like 95% political. And like
right when dinner starts.
She was kind of like, oh, what a way to start our politics. You could tell she was kind of like, shut up.
Don't start with this.
And they're very nice. And like, I don't care about your political views, but I thought it was bold to like, what if I was some crazy left person and where I was just like, you're an idiot. And then we just have this thing. But I was like, oh, I don't really know. I just make podcasts with Moses. So
yeah,
I don't know anything.
Yeah. Someone replied to my story the other day. I made an Instagram story that was at Taco Bell, and they were like, you know that Taco Bell donated $7 million to the Trump campaign, right? Which I thought was a wild thing to DM in first place. Like, one, is that true? Two, am I supposed to have the social awareness of every donation that's ever happened? Three, what if I was this crazy big Trump supporter? Then, like, of course I'd be supporting Taco Bell. Just so many, like, accusations at once.
And, regardless of their affiliation, that ground-up dog meat still tastes delicious. Whether it's Republican or Democrat or whatever, that quesarito tastes real good.
Some say Republican, some say Democrat. I say good. I say tonight at 11 p.m.
I say diarrhea picks no parties.
You know, my favorite nonpartisan candidate, diarrhea from Taco Bell. Got Woo! My vote.
Yeah, dude. I got taco-ria. I got
in his running
mate. Taco-ria. That's what I call it. Some taco-ria, dude.
Can I get taco-ria, no lettuce, and a Mountain Dew, please?
I got their new, it was a little disgusting. It's like their cheesy burrito that they then like fry an extra cheese layer around.
Good.
I got that the other night when I came home really late, which was, made everything better. So
yeah, good for you.
Yeah.
I will say, as a guy who's allergic to red meat, Taco Bell makes me sick. So they got something going on. They got something real in there.
Okay.
Pizza Point rolls, though? Proven. Not so much. I can have pizza rolls.
Nice.
No problem.
That's, yeah.
It is kind of funny. If you guys think you have like maybe some fake meat, send it my way. I'll eat it for you. I'll let you know.
And if he's all good, then interesting.
Two thumbs up.
I
got good meat.
Just remind me, I had the best night the other night, man. You ever have these nights where just me and a few buddies, guys' night, we ran around. We were like, we're going to go to this part of the city that we haven't been to in a while. Let's just start here and have like dinner and a drink. So we got dinner and a drink and said, let's pop over here. We popped over there for a drink and they had live music. So we're chilling there like, this is fun. We're like, oh, let's go over to the Chicken and Pickle. The pickleball place. So we're going to walk over there. But on the way, there was a bowling alley.
Oh, okay.
And I go, let's go play one game. Loser buys a round. And they're like, down. So we just walked in and played one game and then went to that. It was like, so I love those items.
That
just
is
like
fun.
200. And I put on my bowling shoes. Frame one, frame two, like six pins, four pins. Embarrassing. I was like, you know what? I put my Air Jordan 1s back on. Strike, spare.
You change shoes?
I don't get the bowling shoes are slippery. I feel like I can't.
Wait,
so
yeah.
I put on my basketball shoes and I was like a
skit, skit.
I was like, skirt, and I had all the traction and I was just roasting it.
I mean, if a moonwalking competition breaks out, sure, you're not in a great position to win.
Yeah.
But any kind of athletic sport, I want some grip.
Did you ever steal bowling shoes?
Not on purpose.
Oh. Well, that's fine.
Thanks. That's what I tried telling the cops.
That was a thing.
Yeah, I've heard of people doing it.
What was so weird to me, dude, is like growing up in the South, so many like the goody-goody kids who like, we're not going to drink till we're 21, which I was, but also they'd be like, we're not going to drink till we're 21. So what we'll do for fun is like trespass and steal things.
Yeah.
That was a weird thing where it was like, oh, you guys are out drinking and partying? Well, we're going to sneak into the university's football stadium and steal their training
arm rest.
Yeah. Like, well, that you're actually committing, I think, a more severe crime, but I always thought that was strange, dude.
That is weird. I was going to say something else. Sorry. Wait, what did you say right before that? Here we go again.
Isn't that the worst?
Bowling shoes. Something. Oh, no. I had a friend who would steal. You know when you're at like Walmart and you got to separate your items from someone else's, you put that little like plastic thing there?
Yeah.
He would steal those. And I was always like, why and how? Like, how are you getting that in your cart? Good for him.
Yeah, some people.
He's in prison now. He's a kleptomaniac, but it was cool to get to know him while I could.
That was the start, man.
Yeah, yeah.
The dividers.
Yeah, the dividers. Yeah, he had a ton of them.
Yeah, people stealing street signs. Or I had a buddy. This was actually kind of cool. He found a street sign that was his last name.
Okay.
So he somehow, I don't know if he stole it or if he found it, and then he made it into a longboard. He'd like drill trucks and wheels onto it.
Dang, good for him.
Skate on a street sign with his name on it.
Street signs are kind of big. They're bigger than you think.
Yeah, they're massive. But
stoplights are huge.
I don't know. I wasn't into the stealing thing. I have to admit, I stole something once in my life, and so I'll tell this story and we'll leave. I was talked to one of these nights, like, hey, we're gonna like go into this place, like go up onto a roof of this like building, which I think is technically trespassing, but just this would be cool.
And, yeah.
And so we did that. And there was like at the university, and there was like this huge, huge collection of like university gear, like merch. And
okay.
Stuff. And a couple of friends were like, I'm going to grab a shirt. And I was like, oh, no, I don't know. And I did.
Nice.
So the next day, I was just like, it's crazy how much it affects me. I was like, oh my gosh.
Should I take that shirt?
This is bad. This is bad. And I never wore it. Literally a year later, I was like, well, I guess it is what it is. And I wore it. I wore it and went to like Brahms, like this ice cream place. And the guy working goes, I like that shirt, man. Where'd you get it? And I go, it was a steal.
Crap.
No, oh. But I literally was like, oh my gosh, I hear you, Jesus. And I just like donated or something. I was like, I can't live with this.
That's funny.
Yeah, I thought it was amazing. I wore it once. And I goes, love that. Where'd you get it? And I was like, I think, honest to God, I said like, oh, I got awkward. I was like, oh, it was a gift.
I'd be here for a number two. I'd rather talk fashion.
Yeah. Episode 10 in the books, baby. I don't know if you guys saw as well. We added, just because I wanted to, made it. We have a $5 option and a $10 option for the Do Less Guest. If you pay the Do Less Guest $5 a month, you get access to just the premium videos. But if you pay the $10 a month for Do Less Guest Plus, you also get access to the private Instagram. Hold on. If you already bought it, though, you're grandfathered in. Okay, I'm not gonna go back and say give me more. You guys were the OGs. You
grandfather.
You're grandfathered in. Grandmothered in.
Gladys.
And it's five for you if you've been a part. But moving full forward. Circle. Just, yeah, because I'm starting to get a lot. And yeah, I don't know. So just so you know.
Scooby-doo-doo-bop.
And yeah, hopefully big announcements tomorrow. Hope you guys enjoy episode 10. And we'll be back.
All right. And close out with one game of Bop It. Bop it. Pull it. Bop it. Twist it. Pull it. Bop it. Pull it. Twist it. Bop it. Pull it. Twist it. Twist it. Bop it.
No, I don't know. That didn't sound right. That was slam it or something.
Wow.
All right, folks. I was nervous. Until next week. Wow.